Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Don't forget to call me, baby. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome. As the big, big tournament goes on. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Engelman. Welcome to Big Big 2022. As we peel off another round, as we find out who's the best in the West, as two of the best get the test. Soul Tree Radio and Raw, the music therapy mind stream, is proudly brought to you by BASNmusic.com and the Assassins on the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. Who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, and Wednesday with the Hump Day Special at 9 o'clock Eastern, www.BASNmusicOwenFreeze.com. My brother Gary Norris Gray shall be along, Brother G. Didn't get a chance today as I have been totally occupied, but I will come in and get a taste of what he had to say. His departed brother, William Hart, Poogie, gone, but definitely not forgotten as Delphonic's lead singer. I'm sure it's part of the tribute. So Gary and I will touch on that a little later, I am sure. Unfortunately, the world keeps turning, and folks are leaving this mortal coil. Bill Russell, one of the greatest winners of all time, passing at 88 years old, and one of the finest women of all time, Michelle Nichols, the head of the room for Star Trek, she passed away at 89. You know, old heads say it always happens in threes, so you haven't heard the third name drop yet, but I'm sure it'll be someone we regret. Anyway, as we were saying about the tournament, it's the West's turn to shine. If you're trying to get out the first round and get on with things, Funkadelic, first round selection in the West thing last week, and now it's time to hear two of the best. A true East-West matchup to start things off, as New York goes up against, would you believe, Long Beach, California? Maybe. How about that? You know, actually, everything else, they're two of the more versatile bands. Well, I can't say Long Beach. I'll say Oakland. Tower Power, with arguably the greatest horn section ever, starting to put their thing down in the late 60s, early 70s. The baritone sax, that wicked Barry Constrictor that they used to play, gave them a signature sound, which was nice for the West Coast. I mean, up to that point, everybody knew about Sly and all his kith and kin, you know, Grand Central Station, etc. But there wasn't a West Coast band that said, bam. Well, Tower Power provided the band. And they did a nice job at it. Although they were rotating lead singers for a little while, the band that comes to mind with Lenny Williams as the lead singer, in my opinion, made the most impact and did the most brilliant. As my mother used to say, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And that goes for begging. It's not what you're begging for, but how you go about begging for it. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, Mandrill, a bunch of brothers from out of Bed-Stuy in New York, the Wilson Brothers. Actually, in the 60s, they did a funk song called Soul Town. Yes. And for you movie fans out there, there's a flick called The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. There was this group of cats who, they seem to be superheroes, but they also doubled as a rock band. And as they were saving folks and doing some more deeds in the galaxy, they took time to do gigs. That's who Mandrill reminded me of. These amazing musicians who are also doctors and lawyers. I think Rick Wilson, out of the Wilson Brothers, was actually a doctor. And they had grooves for every style. Soul, funk, calypso, jazz, blues. I mean, they were one of the most versatile. This side of Cool and the Gang. And as soon as I heard them, and the song Get It All, every band in the area grew up wanting to do Get It All, playing it and making sure they had it right, because it was a popular song, but it was one of those that you had to hit it with the right impact, otherwise, don't pop. Anyway, Mandrill, they held serve for a good while, and then broke up as most bands want to do, and then came back in 92, and they decided to do some more music again. Now, we make the same argument for Mandrill as we make for War, or what they call a low-rider band, thanks to legal complications and all that. These are bands who, their body of work screams Hall of Fame, but there's also funk bands, or listed as funk or R&B bands. They won't get the time of day. P-Funk was just too big to ignore. And with Prince giving him his blessing, so to speak, they couldn't say, no, you can't come in. George Clinton should have got a separate induction on his own for all these guys. He just turned 81 recently, so happy birthday, brother. But this is another example of, you know, give your roses to your heroes and heroines while they're still above ground. Can't smell them shits once they did it. Let me not believe it and just serve this good shit up for you. The rules are simple. You get at least 15 minutes to do at least 3 songs. If you win your matchup, you move on. If you don't, play some of your music sometime in between the next few rounds. So, let the begging commence. Mandrill, first up for the big benefit here. Don't forget to vote. Voice your choice by sending it to str.itr.mli at outlook.com. That's strsoultryradio.itr.mli, Michael Lewis Ingram @outlook.com. Everybody kick back, relax. We'll see you in the tapes.
House of wood, yeah, a wood house, yeah, where love once stood. Though the time you spent together was very short, then like a giant hand came gale winds from the north, yeah, and just blew your house away and left your skies gray as you thought of yesterday. Yeah. Gone, gone house of wood. Built you a house of stone. You know it tore you and scarred your bones. You can help be overwhelmed with joy, 'cause once again you saw life through the eyes of a baby boy. Until one night rain began, turn your little stone house to sand. There you stood all alone. Yeah. Gone, gone house of stone. Box of wood and planted it deep where love once stood. Though the wind and rain stood low and far, you won't mind, 'cause you feel no pain at all. Yeah. Though you see the sun no more, you have rest and peace for sure. As I kindly close the door, yeah.
to your good, good.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Ooh, yeah.
Na, na, na.
Grandpa. Grandpa. Ain't nobody to worry.
Yeah.
Good vibes. I hear the chime. Swinging low, oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Here they come to carry you home. In our second matchup, East St. Louis, Illinois on the Montclairs and Phil Perry. We'll go up against War. And Greg Pardeville. Hopefully you'll enjoy. Y'all keep where it is, and don't forget to voice your choice. STR.ITR.MLI and Outlook.com.
It's a new love you.
Just
to get up next to you and hold you. Oh, baby. You say that I'm wasting my time. Well, it's my time, baby. You. You better listen to me. Saying I'm loving you. Yeah. Yeah.
we stop at the top of the hill. The night's much clearer for just a moment. Favorite tune, a half-hidden moon, a loving whisper to show that I really care below us.
All the city lies.
Some men need lots of women, You know, one time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, 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 oh. And I cry. And the tears would fill up in the well of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. To one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
But you're praying for a better day. so make it hurt. Deliver the word. That lonely, lonely feeling. Stuck in a four-cornered room. I gotta get out of this place. That's what torment will do. Yeah.
met each other this morning for a reason.
Thinking, talking, we've worked out our problems. Look like we should have better days in front. Just because we took our time to think and talk. For a much better understanding.
Yeah. to tell you all the story if you listen. For happy memories are few, so have a chair. Sit right there, why?
Everybody.
Yep, I know. You know, you can't fake it when it's like that. That's an amazing piece of music. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, I led off with Aretha Franklin's Call Me. And the only reason I really gave that more consideration was that I saw the movie, you know, Respect, recently. And, you know, Aretha's first husband treated her like shit. Ted, whatever his name was, you know, beating on all kinds of crazy stuff, but he was running a pipe to Aretha righteously, and that's why she wrote Dr. Feelgood. But, you know, sometimes that ain't enough if you ain't going to deliver on what's really important. And it's like when I heard Call Me for the umpteenth time, switch went off in my head. It was like, you know what? Ain't no way it's nice, but this is the one. Because she's saying straight up, you know, I do love you. You know, the other one is like, I love you, but you're dogging me and you should appreciate me. No, she's got somebody's attention when she says, I love you. So maybe it's further down the hill in her life, but the bottom line was, it's begging.
Yeah, Michael.
To do. Yes, sir.
Every group, every singer has one song that you hear real pain and real trauma, and you can tell by her voice.
Well, I agree.
Example, guys like the Pips.
Midnight train to Georgia. I know. You want to leave me? I feel you. Oh, yes. You know, it definitely happened. And too often, those 3 minutes or whatever get preempted by a commercial or co-opted by something else, and the power of the feeling goes away unless the person you're trying to direct that energy toward you is really paying attention. You know, and I have to pay attention of a different kind here with G, as we've lost two icons.
Oh, man.
You know, Bill Russell.
It's been three this week.
One of the greatest winners of all time. Passed away in his sleep. They say he passed away peacefully. Now, how the fuck would they know? How much peace is granted to a black man in this fucking country? Either way, I hope that he did for his
place. He played for one of the most racist cities in the planet Earth.
Yes, he did. When Bob Cousy gave that half-assed remark about, oh, he's sorry about what happened to Bill, I just wanted this bitch slap the little son of a bitch. I couldn't stand it.
They all knew what he was going through.
Yep. And when he's dead, of course, they'll call him sir. You know, then it's Mr. Russell. Before, it's the 6'9" nigga. Now he's dead. Oh, Mr. Russell. Fuck you. Yeah. I hate shit like that. And then Nichelle Nichols, who was a beautiful black woman, gorgeous sister, Lieutenant Uruhu. We were waiting there for her to beam somebody up every time she hit that console because she had those mini skirts on. And I was like, yeah, I may not be out there in space, but beam my ass up to her ass. I get down with that, she's gone. 89 years young, still a strikingly beautiful woman. Better days, sis. And like you said, comes in threes. Who was the third one, G? Who'd I miss?
Poogie Hart.
Oh, well, Poogie, yeah. Well, we included Poogie along with Michael Henderson last week. So it's like, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a sentence or a profound statement or something, but when Gabriel calls our black asses,
we know what the fuck is going on. But I hope to also say that these brothers did the best they could with what they had. And in typical black fashion, we made the best from the worst. Got the most out of these. Yes, sir.
America was scared of Bill Russell.
Yep.
Why? Why were they scared of Bill Russell? Because Bill Russell told you the 90 seconds, and he didn't sugarcoat it.
Yep.
And that's why people were scared of him. Because he would tell you exactly what he was thinking.
Mm-hmm. They weren't ready for that, no question.
Yeah.
Well, I can't argue with that, my brother. As a matter of fact, I don't feel like arguing much of anything. I'm just a little numb. We did find out that Brother Russell was paying attention to some of the stuff we sent out. He was digging it. And we appreciate that sentiment.
Yes.
Old head like that. We'd send some love and respect in our direction. So we like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, I simply say this because artists are just leaving this mortal coil a little too quick for my taste. You know, whether it's the radio or the CD player or the cassette player or the turntable, guys, show your love to those who are still here. You know the day will come where they'll be looking for flowers, and if they can't get them, let them know that you do care. Let them know that it still matters. Let them know that this thing that we do is our art, our classical. We respect it. We love it. And the people that went through it deserve their prophets as we do.
Yeah. It's a shame that people have to pass away before we get that respect. That should be happening.
This is true.
You should give them respect while they're here.
Yes. There's no doubt about that. My brother, what you got in mind for us for next week?
Well, I had a almost two hour, really, it was a different tone. This meeting was the same, but it was a different tone. Why?
Yeah.
Because there was only one member of the Del Valle that's still alive.
That's right.
He's 80 years old. So the music that we play tonight, it just sounds different than what it was. It just sounds different tonight than other times.
I hear you. Well, please tell everybody in the Cold Caravan vicinity how they can voice their choice.
You go grab a call on Facebook or Grain Nation on Facebook or glcgray @gmail.com. That's G as in Gary, L as in Lincoln, C as in Charlie, Gray @gmail.com.
Yes, indeed. glcgray@gmail.com.
Of course, you can always hit us on our Facebook page, Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, or my own page, Michael Lewis Ingram. But the place to send your responses is STR, SoulTreeRadio.ITR, in the Raw .MLI, Michael Lewis Ingram, @outlook.com. So keep that in mind. Oh, excuse me, a dot after MLI. So dot, dot, dot. stl.icm.emeline.com. Any final words before I go back to work? Gene, hit jukebox.
Folks, after the experience with COVID-19, this ain't no joke. You all need to wash your hands, wear a mask, and get the vaccine. Come on, folks. The president of the United States is at a second attack of COVID-19. What more can you get? Can you do this?
Yes, indeed. And I know we make a little joke about washing your ass, but I ain't going to joke. Straight up this time, wash your ass. You know, it has been amazingly, consistently hot and humid up in this neck of the woods for the last week or so. So being clean is important. Keep that ass clean.
I'll send you some Bay Area fog, okay?
Mm-hmm. On the East Coast, we say, give your ass a drink of water. And that's what we want you to do. That's right. Give your ass a big drink of water. You know, don't want you to smell like wild onions and ass meat. Shit, they would almost taste good if it wasn't so gross with the idea of it. But anyway,
Michael, I have to ask this question. Where
yes,
is
sir.
The water?
No, that's just, I don't know if Whole Foods has them, but, you know,
okay.
You can stumble onto them. But wild onions, they out there. You just got to kind of creep up on it. Now, we are in jukebox mode. So, you know, G hit the chord when he said, it sounded a little different tonight. Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
It sounded a little different tonight. You know, Brother Russell, and you know, the sports networks will say the little bullshit about them. And
they
really
they already started. They already started.
You know, and Michelle Nichols, you know, they'll go back there playing Lieutenant of the Rule and cut their own legs over the mini skirt. It don't bother me at all, but, you know, they don't care about her either.
Uh-huh.
On this earth, you make your mark and you do what you can, the best you can. These are two people who did exactly that. And we thank Mr. Russell and Ms. Nichols for sharing their gifts with us. And fuck what the haters say. Because, you know, even with dirt covering them and no flowers to smell, there's some asshole out there who wants to give them hell. But anyway, we're going to hit jukebox mode. Number and future. Request that you want, stuff you'd love to hear, $Cash App, STRITR, on cap letters. We will see you Wednesday with the Hump Day Special. On behalf of myself and Big G, the begging tournament will go on. So we'll finish up the West. So by next week, we'll begin round two. And I'm sure the Isleys, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and a couple others, you have plenty to say. Yes, indeed. On behalf of us here at Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, especially with traveling tonight, please, want you to get from A to B, back to A-OK, go safe, stay safe, be safe. See you Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Ciao.
You on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she did? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
I picked those two Doors songs because the question came to me. is Jim Morrison soulful. You know, I had to mull that over. And I give it an unqualified yes because of the approach that the band took in this song. I believe Morrison was warning somebody about someone. And he wasn't trying to mess with somebody's life or mess with somebody's head. So he approached it the best way he knew how. He sang about it. And, you know, sometimes chords just hit you a certain way and you can feel the truth in it. Whether it's creating a song or listening to somebody else sing a song. And you've made up the mind that, damn, I need to consider this. And that's the conclusion I came to about Morrison. Now, those two songs I can hear and feel his soul in. But some of the other stuff was so mind-altered, I couldn't get it all out and have it translate his soul to me. It's just one man's opinion. It means not or isn't, or is, or isn't, I should say. What I am saying is that when you have something in you, the best way to respond is to get it out. That's whatever art it is, writing, painting, whatever, because that's a gift. And the best way to say thank you for your gifts is to use them to the max. Even if you use them for something like trying to warn someone about something. Having said that, I got one last quarter in my pocket. I'm going to make it count. I see you guys next week. Fall was here at the tree. Ciao for now.
Life in the city is not very pretty. It seems such a waste of your time.